Hi everyone, it is Jen from Mind's Eye, and today on the podcast for this episode two, it is titled When Rent Is Due. And this came to mind when I came through on a what I used to call a notice of don. And basically it's known and you just can't pay it and you can't get anything done. So you have to make ends meet to make it done. So when that happened, what do you do? So basically what happens is it just boils down to the highest point of degree of do you have a degree and when do you have it done? But in today's world, when you actually look at it as a collective, rent is due is such a hard topic depending on who it is and what it is. But when I look out my window and I say, yep, rent is due, it means that you've got to have your apartment, you got to pay that money. And then renting equipment, it is, and I hate for a lack of a better term, what how it is out in the Middle East and why they're protesting is, rent was due. If they're renting people, there's still a form of slavery where it's a buy-off. To where, if you're in DOC, you're being rented. If you're an inmate, it really is nasty up to the point where, I mean, like you look at law enforcement, rent is due is basically you make do who's a criminal. And you have to say, are they a criminal? Are they not a criminal? And then when you look at healthcare, they have a mix and they say, yeah, they're drug seeking. And then you boil it out and you say, wait a minute, where did this go? So, really, what do you have to say about rent due? Rent due actually was an epiphany when I was recovering from an incident 3 years ago when I was a field nurse as a visiting nurse. And when I heard rent was due, I couldn't even believe that they would still offer that term after 1998 when they had something done so well that you couldn't get a through. You couldn't even be a boo, as they said. You couldn't even go in ghost mode or anything like that. And, you sit there and you say, well, how do you know that? You never spoke about it. You never did. In reality, when it came to growing up in my family, it was to be known, but you weren't to say it. That was part of learning. That was part of education of a family system of you were allowed to know things on certain things, but you were to not comment until you saw the whole fact play out. So when you actually boil it out, and when I was recovering from that illness, it meant a high regarding of what I should do. And it seems all over the place. But in reality, when I am working as a magician, I am working multiple things, multiple things. So basically, what's happening is that it is a come to terms to all. And I said, that makes no sense. That really makes no sense. And that is the residual of that incident. And it's not that I'm not of clear sound mind. It is just hard to get it out because it is residual. So when somebody does like a through and through, a go it all, to be it all, to know it all, and then when they actually do an old fashioned in, when we were having the incidences with the nurses, that you just couldn't get anything done because your case was overload. It was absolutely overload. So when I was and I heard it, I knew there had to be 50 things that was actually meant when they said rent is due. So in this case, it is a positive when I hear rent is due and they come towards me for help. because it basically is that I work for an entity, Jesuar. But historically, psychics, mediums, highly intuitive individuals, and magicians don't come into play when it comes to healthcare, law enforcement, or anything of that until they call a 3 to 8 delay. A 3 to 8 delay means all is exhausted to the utmost, where all the delays, all the relays, and what we used to call the melees, and the melees is something of a jokester prank to get something done on an intercept or a stop block that they can't run it anymore. They've done every protocol, every policy and procedure, everything to get this done. And it just keeps damning people to the highest of a run. So when you sit here and you actually say, in accordance with the law, I have actually followed everything to the highest degree of law for Department of Social Services, the Department of Labor, and I've given everything to DCF, and I've given everything to all. And it's not just one story; it's many people's stories. And they say, "I just don't understand why I don't qualify for benefits anymore." It really is that you've exhausted the system and that you just can't do it. But in reality, it's still a continuance on. So, where is that fine line? That is where people are getting angry. So, am I in the future? I'm about probably 3 to 8 years in the future with a 38-year fix. That's what happens when you blend everything about yourself. You have to sit and you have to relax. So usually after certain instances when the doctors are saying sit and just rest and clear, you have no idea what hit you. No idea. So do you make do then properly without making anything a criminal, or are you doing criminal acts? You can when you write it out in journaling. When you write it out in like shadow work, when you write it out and you do it all that you can, you have to try to do everything and anything and something and nothing that you just can't even do it. So when you say that to the highest max, what do? Who is highest max? Who is highest max for you? Who is in your life where you can't get it done? Where when rent is due, you have to pick and choose. Do you pay your light bill? Do you eat or do you take care of the kids? And that should never, ever have to do. I have to say, one of the heinous things I've seen so far was on TikTok. And it was children peddling in Brooklyn on the street corners, multiple. You have to say, where are the parents? Probably sick. Probably sick. So when it comes time, as you know, it's October 30th, 2024, and you're about to go into elections and to cast your vote, be mindful of what you saw, what you heard, and what you did. Now, as far as anything and everything is something and nothing on the topic of rent is due, when is rent due? Well, I saw ants on the floor, and rent is due because I have to file a lawsuit. But then when it kicks back to you, it was known that you had to stay here because you were sick. Well, how did you know I was sick? How did you know I lost my job? How did you know this? I asked for that to be what? But their family. That's right. That is right. They are family. But there actually is laws. Prudency is key. Consistency is key. Observancy is key. So when we say that, we say, what is it? All forms of the spelling. What went through? What ran through? You couldn't even believe the things that can be seen just on a desk. And they say, that is my med box. Yes, I filled it correctly. Yes, I filled everything per my scripts from my doctor. Yes, I take it every day. And that's all you need to know. And then when it comes down to the military, and you sit there and you say, yeah, I did the flight line. Yeah, I did the daily. Yeah, it's red X. Nope, go about. And you say, what did you say? What did you say? How did you get that? That is enough. That is enough. So basically, is it leaking? It's not leaking when you actually are injured, injured, burnt out, injured in a way unknown to get the job done. So, with that, you can't even tell anyone what's going on at all. So, when you have that, what is true? It basically is like a formidable review all over again. So, where is that rent due? Well, my rent due, I keep hearing, is agriculture because I can't plant anymore. Well, you have to do a turnout on your crop. If so much corn or anything else has been planted too long, you got to do hay, the soil. That's why that farmer's not going to make money. It was bought too soon due to a run. So that is where we are in America right now. That's where we are in daily life. And then all of a sudden, it's stay in your lane, stay in your lane. Where you can't even do. Because literally, you can't even do anything to the highest regard. You can't even see it to the point of grace to a gray. So, with that, you say, can you do that? And do a loo and a boo and a shoe. Yep, goes right to the 90s. Let's talk about formidable review. It was basically called sound transference. Sound transference came from towers from the flight lines at the airport at that time. And when they were doing a run through to a go through, it went to many people having formidable review, which is like an in, but not. It made it very like soft tissue damage, microfractures, and instances where they are so highly in tune that they are a type of source. You can hear right through them. And when that happened, everyone heard everything. Everyone didn't even know what the heck was going on. So when that happened, they were looking for it. And what was it? It was Colton Meyer in the 90s. He had let loose from one of the penitentiaries, and he couldn't even believe how hard that hit when they did a turnout, multiple cities that you couldn't even sue it at all. You looked at this criminal and you couldn't do anything with him except sit down and say, what did you do? Where we have to just make you sit here. That was his rent due. He goes, this was my rent due at all, at a be it known. And that's all he said in 1998, he said. But really, it was around 1992 to 1998, he was making everyone haywire, absolutely haywire. So, with that being said, how do you end with rent due? What is rent due? rent due, at least for me, is using continuously found of me a magician at first and as a psychic for free. But then when you boil it, you go, no, it's boundaries. Then you're mean. And that's all you need to know. With that being said, any questions or concerns, go ahead and email me. I want to let you know. I appreciate you listening. And then if you have any interest, there are readings, there are classes, they're under Calendly. I do have PayPal, Venmo, and Cash App. And we will talk to you soon. Have a great day.